Call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of the show's second half hour, hour number three. That is a marker for the podcast, which we are in the process of fixing. We have some problems with the technology on the website. We're working on it. We will get it fixed. But one thing you have to understand. Thursday, May 14th, the legislators in Lansing are going to be gone for summer break. And one of the things that they're doing is the budget. Well, the budget has some issues because you have the House version, you have the Senate's version, and then you have what the governor wants. So basically, how are they going to put this all together? Well, there's some things that could be discussed that they are considering to do. And I'm going to find that story. Where did it go? Okay, I just had to put... Man, my technology today is not cooperating, people. I had the story all lined up, ready to go. Now it's gone. Where did it go? Let's go here. Because one of the main reasons the State House of Representatives are redirecting the funding for the universities, instead of giving them the money directly, they're setting it up where they will get funded for scholarships. Instead of them getting the money directly to spend it however they want, now they're going to give the University of Michigan, Michigan State University, Wayne State University, they're going to give them money for scholarships. They're not going to give them the money directly. And as a result, this is going to be the way the House State representatives want to present it for the budget to be signed into law with the governor. Well, of course, the Democrats are losing their minds. They're not willing to even consider this in the state Senate. But guess what? It may end up being the way it works out in the end, because according to the Speaker, Matt Hall, they're not interested in changing it. They've looked at their endowment funds. They've looked at the amount of money that they get. And they said, basically, we're not going to do it. We are not going to do the funding the way it's been. We are going to do it different. And as a result, well, this could end up being a budget battle. If it ends up being a budget battle, then the budget may not get done in time for them to leave and go on their summer break. State Representatives House making major cuts to both Michigan State University and the University of Michigan. What they're looking to do is to give funding in the form of scholarships. Do you guys think that's a good idea? I think it's a much better idea than just giving them the money. Give it to them in forms of scholarship for Michigan kids. Michigan kids can get the scholarships. no out-of-state residents. You got to be a resident of the state of Michigan. Because the problem is they have too much money and it's being wasted, in my opinion, flat out, complete waste. Because if you just hand out the money carte blanche, they can spend it however they choose. Shouldn't public taxpayer dollars go to fund the education of Michigan kids? My opinion, it should. So what's the problem? Well, the Senate Democrats don't like it. And I'm sure Governor Gretchen Whitmer may not like it. But right now, that's the way the House has drawn it up in their budget, which they have already passed. So we'll see where this goes, and we'll continue to follow the story. Short story to get in real quick. A bill that would require the Attorney General to report to the legislature any lawsuit that the Attorney General is working on when the cost regarding the lawsuit exceeds $250,000. That was the debate yesterday in Lansing in the House Judiciary Committee. State Representative Jason Wolford, Republican from Howell, said his bill, HB 5650, puts an end to the blank check era by ensuring transparency and accountability. And while he repeatedly noted this is not a partisan issue, initially started out by criticizing the current Democratic Attorney General, Dana Nessel, for using taxpayer funds to pay for politically motivated lawsuits. However, he went on to say, if this bill is passed, signed into law, it would also be imposed on future Republican attorney generals. This is not a fictitious situation. This is money coming out of taxpayer funds, footing the bills for lawsuits. It's basically accountability, nothing more. 4 years, this attorney general has treated this office like her own personal political slush fund. She has eagerly gone after private citizens, concerned parents, and organizations that don't dare disagree with her extreme agenda. If they do, I'm going to sue you and send the bill to the taxpayers. These politically motivated lawsuits aren't about justice. Most of the time, they're about headlines, political revenge, or scoring points with her political base. Well, the communist Democrat Kelly Breen from Novi vehemently disagreed, noting that despite Wolford's claims that the bill is not a partisan attack, he then went on a partisan attack. Wolford responded, well, she just happens to be holding the office right now. I mean, who do you want me to blame? Undeterred, Breen continued, noting that that only was the case coming close to what Woodford's proposed money guidelines would be. But for example, what about the Flint water crisis and the prosecutions that were begun under Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette? Wolford then shot back, that sounds partisan, ma'am. And all he's asking for is that Bill Schuette, the Republican Attorney General, would have had to put out a report talking about his Attorney General's office spending more than $250,000 on the prosecution of Rick Snyder and other Republicans back in the day regarding the Flint water crisis. Well, the chair, State Representative Sarah Leitner, admonished both lawmakers to get to the point. Breen, the Communist Democrat, asked how many cases might be affected by Wolfers' bill, noting, for example, that Nestle has recouped $2 billion for the state of Michigan while being the attorney general. She described some of her spending on lawsuits as being a good return on investment. Wolford wasn't swayed, however, repeating that Nestle has weaponized the office against some of its own citizens. There was no recruitment of investment. She simply caused them to have to spend money to defend themselves. State of Michigan got zero return on those lawsuits. Well, he finished with this. This is good for every attorney general going forward. This law provides for accountability for both Democrat and Republican attorney generals. We need to know how much money is being spent on these lawsuits. Final question I have. Do we know how much money Dana Nestle spent on the Republican Trump false electors case, which was dismissed? Answer, nobody knows. Wolfert turned off his microphone. Well, the case he was referring to, of course, was Dana Nestle's weaponization to politically sue the 16 Republican electors who signed the document claiming that they were the duly elected electors, Republicans, for the 2020 election, which Democratic President Joe Biden, in the end, won. The case was dismissed March 9th of this year. But yet they had to spend thousands of dollars defending themselves, and Dana Nestle, I'm sure, spent the same amount, if not more. Wolfert said, all we want is accountability. We're going to wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Just like the best, no holds barred, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the play, calling out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Bears on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helped save the Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. 4747.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. I apologize for the interview with Dana Nutt. We'll get that fixed, technology working. We'll have him on the show again talking about his new book that just came out. It's available on Amazon Kindle. It's an ebook. It's something that you can open up on your cell phone or on your computer. On your computer, you can actually save it as a PDF and then take your time reading it. But we greatly appreciate him coming on the show today and talking about it. The 11th hour retirement plan. How to catch up in 10 years or less on your retirement. So we will get this cover from him. I'm going to text him the email address. Email to, I want to get the cover to the radio station. WCHY, the call letters, .us, the website to listen to the radio station, at gmail.com. WCHY.us at gmail.com is the radio station's email address. So greatly appreciate him coming on the show today, talking about the new book, and we'll get the information to you guys on how you can get your copy. The other thing we're doing, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, my wife, is raising money to retain an attorney, which she already has the retainer agreement from the attorney, to be able to sue Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, the director, for implementing rules for this upcoming election, August 4th primary and the November 3rd general election, of which the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is going to be running for governor as the Democrat nominee. It's a foregone conclusion. She has all the money. She has all the endorsements. Jocelyn Benson will be the Democrat candidate. But at the same time, her office, Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections, has to administer oversight of the election. Do you guys see any conflict of interest there? Well, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop does, because in responding to the demand letter that came from Jonathan Brader about what she's doing cleaning up the qualified voter files in Antrim County, demanding information from her, well, in putting together the response, she came to discover that these rules that Jocelyn Benson has put out to the clerks, the local township, city, village clerks, on how they must run this year's election, violates not one, but two federal election laws. The National Voter Registration Act and the Help America Vote Act. Federal statutes of election laws this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is violating because of the rules she's demanded the local clerks run the election by. If you'd like to donate to the Legal Defense Fund, all the money is going directly to the attorney. Text me the word donate. My number, 231-360-5140. Text me donate, and I'll send you the link. You can read the story. You can understand what she's doing, why she's doing it, and donate whatever you can. There's also on the bottom the information where you can mail a check to Victoria Bishop, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. You text me, donate, that information, where to mail a check, is in there as well. Or you can donate online. She's talking to some other benefactors that have an interest in this year's election, and hopefully they'll put the funding together, pay the attorney, his retainer, and get this lawsuit filed. Gotta stop. But most importantly, we need to have a fair election when it comes to governor this year. Can't operate this election, folks, under these illegal rules that Jocelyn Benson's office has put out to the clerks. There's all kinds of ways that this election could be stolen by this Secretary of State, and she could end up being the next governor of the state of Michigan because of these rules. It's that simple. It's all on the website. It's a give, send, go website. The story is there, and we need your help. And if you know of anybody who has an interest in a fair election for this year, you need to share this information with them. Text me, donate. We'll send you the link back. Just share it with 10 people you know. We greatly appreciate it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing,